From the Interim Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a due diligence report for a parking lot operations lease agreement with the Interstate Parking Company, LLC, for the rental maintenance improvement and management of Milwaukee County's parking lot located at 601 West State Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Wazak.
Chairman, Supervisors, I have with me Vince Masterton from DAS, and he can elaborate more on the due diligence.
Vince, state your name and title.
Vince Masterson, DAS Fiscal Affairs, Fiscal and Strategic Asset Coordinator. Again, before you is a required DAS due diligence informational report. And for purposes of the report, I'll go over some of the highlighted terms of the agreement and then the DAS recommendations. An RFP for the 6th State parking lot operations was issued in January of 2013. Five vendors responded, and site visits and Q&A sessions occurred with procurement and facilities management staff throughout the month of February. Of the five vendor respondents, one, that being Interstate, put forth a proposal that met the RFP threshold of an annual payment of $300,000 to the county. An RFP evaluation panel was convened and determined that Interstate's proposal met the requirements of the RFP based on technical and costing scores. Additional provisions were then negotiated between county staff and Interstate, resulting in the final proposed agreement, which I'll highlight as follows. The initial term for the agreement is 3 years with two additional 12-month extensions, which must be mutually agreeable to both parties. Payment to the county includes minimum annual payments of $300,000 for the first 3 years, and then minimal annual payments of $305,000 for the two 12-month extensions if optioned. For both the initial and extension options, if Interstate's annual gross revenue is more than $350,000, the county will be paid an additional 10% in any amount in excess of the $350,000 in gross revenue. For instance, if Interstate's gross revenue is $370,000 for the first year, the county would receive its base payment of $300,000 plus an additional $2,000. That $2,000 is calculated by taking the $370,000 less the $350,000, which gives you the $20,000, multiplied by 10%. Voila, your $2,000.
That's a new one. Voila, okay. That's a new term now. All right, okay.
Well, we try to be, educational, all right?
Now let the service
Mr.
Chairman.
Okay.
Moving on to lot maintenance and improvements. Maintenance includes filling potholes and seal coating the lot within 270 days after the inception of an agreement. It also includes mowing the grass, snow and ice control, and repairing and maintenance of the lot equipment. Improvement includes canopies, signage, lighting, and pedestal-mounted pay station kiosks. Any improvements and installations require written approval prior to implementation, as well as design and construction approval by DAS Facilities Management staff. In regards to ownership of the improvements, once the initial term expires, the county acquires all improvements made to the lot free and clear. However, upon early termination, the county still acquires all improvements to the lot, but must pay Interstate for non-depreciated costs of installed equipment. The depreciation is based on a 3-year straight line schedule for the equipment purchased and installed, which is included in Exhibit C of the agreement. The straight line depreciation is based on actual costs and is not to exceed $70,000, even if Interstate chooses to install and purchase equipment over that amount. Moving on to parking rates, Interstate is to establish reasonable daily and special event parking rates. Although not explicitly stated in the agreement, Interstate does not anticipate raising the daily special event parking rates from its proposed rates over the term of the agreement based on existing market conditions. And in this report, in Exhibit 1, you can see an outline of the proposed parking rates. Existing monthly customers will be grandfathered in at their current rate of $80 per month for a period of 12 months from the inception of the agreement. Beginning in year two of the agreement, these monthly parking customers will pay a rate of $90 a month. So moving on to the DAS recommendation, approval of the agreement is based primarily on the following. First, the vendor provided information that met the requirements that's set forth by the county's due diligence ordinance. You can see the attachment on this report that outlines, I believe, all 24 or 27 of those checkpoints. Second, the net revenue generated from operations of the lot over the past 3 years has declined from about $335,000 in 2010 to about $264,000 in 2012. Under the proposed agreement, the county will maintain a guaranteed revenue stream of at least $300,000 annually for the first 3 years and $305,000 annually for the next 2 years if the options are extended. Third, as a specific term of the agreement, Interstate will be installing $70,000 of new equipment and improvements that would otherwise be difficult for facilities management to absorb within its operating budget. Additionally, these improvements in equipment become property of the county after the end of the initial term. Fourth, considering the required annual payments to the county, Interstate is incentivized to keep the lot operationally efficient and full. A significant increase in parking rates is unlikely, as such an action would adversely affect this model by pushing customers to nearby competitors. Additionally, Interstate's proposed rates appear to be in line with nearby competitors, which is about six lots in the surrounding area. Finally, throughout the initial term of the agreement, facilities management will review the actual revenue generated by Interstate. As a result, the county will have documented historic financial information reflecting the improved parking lot and operations. Based upon this information, the county can then make a decision as to whether or not it should resume operations of the parking lot, option the extensions with Interstate, or initiate another request for proposal for vendor operation of the lot. Thank you, and I can take any questions that you may have.
Any questions? Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious as to what the difference in expenditures to run the lot is expected to be between when the county runs it versus when the vendor runs it.
I can speak to it's approximately $30,000 for the county to operate it. That's including sales tax. Specifically, and Gary, I don't know if you'd be able to answer this, or actually, backing up, it looks in 2010, the costs were about just under $9,000, and then in 2011 and 2012, they're about $14,000. Now, those are just the labor costs. When you include sales tax, that adds about another $16,000 to $17,000. Major maintenance costs were not available, readily available to include in that, but there are, throughout the years, there have been break fixes and equipment on the arms and the gates that had to be repaired. Those costs we couldn't ferret out, but that would be part of the mix as well.
Mr. Chairman, one other comment on page 2 of the report, second paragraph under review and analysis, there's a number there that appears to be $3 million, and I think it was probably intended to be $300,000. I'm wondering if we can just have that clerically corrected for the record.
I see it. Yeah. They can change that. Yeah, they will.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Washington.
Thank you. Your comments about we weren't able to figure out some maintenance costs. How is that possible? The fact is, how are you going to make a judgment on this if you don't even have all the correct numbers?
Chairman, Supervisor, with this agreement, some of the improvements, the lot service improvements, the lighting, and the kiosks are items that we could have done in the recent years and have not. It's to our advantage to get this done through this agreement. The work that we've done on the lot has been specifically to keep in operating, repair the current machine that takes cash, which is problematic, needs to be replaced either way. So the maintenance costs have been almost purely labor, with some costs that are directly related to the kiosk itself, the current kiosk.
Mr. Chairman, my question is to DAS here. They're the ones doing the due diligence. How do you make an assessment of what our costs are when you say that you haven't found that number?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, talking to facility staff, the costs were minimal in terms of repairs. You're talking about wiring. You're talking about button components, smaller controls. In terms of trying to ferret those out in a couple million-dollar budget, we couldn't find those. But the costs were expected to be minimal, maybe a few $1,000s at the most. So in terms of the analysis, we thought it would be more comparable to replace the replacement based on whether the county is installing the equipment. They would have to absorb that cost, or having the vendor install the equipment, and then at the end of the 3 years, it becomes the county's free and clear. So we kind of took that into consideration in terms of our analysis.
Well, one, I still don't get your logic on that. The fact is, you know, I think you're giving the impression that somehow we should enter into an agreement because there is some huge maintenance cost with operating this lot, and then you say it's such a minimal cost that it's not even documented. So, like I said, I don't see the logic of it, and I would think with our you know, borrowing capacity and bonding and all of that, that the minimal cost that it would take that to install new equipment, which would need even less maintenance per year, I don't see how anyone on the private side could do it better on that. So, but regardless, obviously, it's not. You don't feel to answer the question.
Let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure. My sense of how the comparison is done is the projection, their projection or their proposal as compared to the last 3 years' experience. Was there any modeling of if we went with the fee schedule that they proposed, which has some higher rates, whether we would actually do better in that scenario? It seems to me that's where the money is made, is that they're, you know, they go up as high as $30 on special events, and then you subtract their profit. I mean, it's the two components. It's the upgrade in capital so that we're not losing revenue, which we clearly are with the current equipment, and then it seems to be their fee schedule change. So I'm just wondering whether that analysis was part of the analysis, or we're just looking at our unimproved lot versus theirs.
Chairman, Supervisors, no, we didn't do a modeling of that to see if our staff could do that. One of the, I think, things that we were looking at is that since they were in the business of parking, that they would be monitoring and adjusting the rates based on nearby competitors. And again, the overall, goal to this was not putting county funds in terms of the improvements and upgrades. If you could have a vendor that comes in and provides those, you know, at least $70,000 of lot upgrades, including the kiosk, the pavement, they do the mowing, the snow removal, all of those items, as well as guaranteeing a $300,000 minimum annual payment when we were getting on average declining last year about $264,000. We thought that was beneficial to the county. So that's primarily what our analysis was based on.
Thank you. So, Washington, I have another question.
Thank you. On these, revenue projections and the way they're declining, I mean, that, I guess maybe this is more of a comment, it goes directly to the mismanagement by facilities. The fact is, I can tell you that my family and I, we went to go see the Harlem Globetrotters on, New Year's Eve day there, and our lot was half full because we didn't have the common sense to have an individual out there, and everybody had to park up the whole block. And so you could have put a simple park worker there collecting the money and charged twice as much. But we didn't do that. And that happens constantly that I drive by when there are events downtown where we just, ignore it. And so you've seen where it's declined because people know that if you don't want to stand in line and block traffic and have a police officer direct you to keep moving and all that kind of stuff, so they bypass our lot. And the management of this has been a disaster. And so you're going to enter, you do this faulty analysis about what the real true revenue projection is on this property, because it's not even close to $300,000, and that's why there are so many other bidders and this company interested into it, and they're interested in putting in $70,000-$80,000 worth of improvements, because they know they're going to get that money back in a heartbeat, because you've mismanaged this property to such an extent that the revenue coming in is so low. We could make minimal improvements, and I would guess that we could easily double the revenue that we have coming in from this. So I'm not sure how you do your due diligence on this, but not looking at incompetence of the management of this property for the last 3 years, and the effect on our county employees that park there, I guess it's more of a comment. I just think that's just another thing wrong with this report.
Chairman, Supervisor.
Don't reach block. That was just a comment. Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I was just curious, under the maintenance, Mr. Masterson, is there a lot of mowing that has to be done on these properties? No. I thought you said mowing.
Chairman, Supervisors, there is grassed areas that abut to it that facilities takes care of instead through this agreement. Then the vendor would take care of that. They'd also take care of you have abutting sidewalks. They take care of the snow and ice removal on that as well instead of facility staff, as well as obviously plowing and taking care of snow control in the lot.
So, Jersey.
You have a provision that there will be a 10% share with the county for gross revenues over $350,000. Is that correct?
Chairman, Supervisors, yes, that's correct.
And you indicated that this is a cash lot. What are the controls for measuring whether you're getting the correct 10%? I mean, on an event, you could just leave the gate open and collect cash. What is the control for that?
Chairman, Supervisors, I guess I would defer to, in terms of the mechanics of how the kiosks work and the control of the flow of the traffic going in and out, I would defer to either Mr. Drent here from facilities.
Good morning, Gary Drent.
Good morning,
Facilities Management. The change in the kiosk that's currently used, which is the arm gate, is going to go to a pay machine, like you see throughout the city of Milwaukee, located on all the street corners. And so when people are pulling into the lot, they're going to go to the quote kiosk pay machine, pay with the credit card, get their ticket, put it in the windshield. The company, Interstate, is going to provide 24/7 security to go and check the cars on a regular basis to make sure that we're getting, that there is a ticket. If there is no ticket in the window, there will be issued a citation that they will follow through to make sure that that revenue is collected. On a monthly basis, we're going to be able to review the receipts that we're getting from Interstate, comparing it with what we're getting deposited into our treasury account, and so that everything matches. And we'll be doing that reconciliation on a regular basis between ourselves and Interstate.
Now, is that citation a regular, Mr. Chair, if I can follow up?
Right here.
A regular City of Milwaukee parking citation, is that what you're talking about, or is this a private citation that you collect through small claims?
Mr. Chair, supervisors, it's a citation that the company issues where their enforcement has proven effective in the past to collecting from those people that have not paid.
Okay, so they have a collecting agency?
Yes.
And they have 24 hours monitoring of this. It's a self-parking.
It's a self-parking lot, but they monitor the lot 24/7.
And you're satisfied that we'll get good information on the 10% overcharge?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, this is just an information report. The meat of it is the next item. Anything else on the information report? If not, Madam Clerk.